Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to the trap. Get your dad body in the back. Welcome to the trap. Tripping better than slipping. Welcome to the trap. But sometimes we tripping. Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping laps.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
Allergy season in full effect for the real ones. My name is Rome Green Jr. I'm in the building with Cam.
I'm in the building
with Emmanuel.
I'm in the house.
It is a house, you know. I don't know if in the house sounds as good as in the building. I'm in the house with a.
Well, technically, any structure is a building.
Structure a building?
I mean, any.
I don't know. Porta potty.
A house is a building, but it's just a. We just call it a house.
It's a house. Okay.
It's a type of building.
Let's Google.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
A definition. No, you might be right. Yeah, definition.
I'm gonna say my opinion until we get the fact
of building.
So you're just gonna wait for the answer to get the answer.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
No, I'm like, if you're right, you're fact. Like, yeah. If you're wrong, you're never right.
Building. I think he might be right. Building. A structure with a roof and walls, such as a house, school, store, or factory.
You was right.
So you were going to lie.
No.
If I was wrong,
I was going to say you never be right.
But so next time, you can never say that again then.
What you mean?
I can never be right because I was just right. And I've been right before in the past.
And you have been wrong.
Yeah, but you said never been right.
Today. You know what?
You lied.
I guess because they said a building, a house is a building for human habitation. So I could say we back in the building for human habitation.
You got to do it with the same inflection.
Welcome back to another episode. My name is Rome Green Jr. In a building for human habitation.
Come we on, got Cam. Come on, get it right.
That's
he
hilarious.
Had three more
in
words.
I'm habitating.
Welcome to the comedy.
I'm habitating. I'm
comedy trap building human habitation.
I'm habitating.
We in there.
I'm habitating.
Oh, man. I'm habitating. But yeah, how's everybody feeling? It's springtime. California's still a little weird. It's still a little cold.
It's just weird to me that when I hear thunder here,
yeah.
I thought like a bomb went off. I'm so not used to hearing it. We all was in here like, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We had company. We all looked
that's true.
Like,
you don't hear thunder. You see rain. Thunder.
It was rolling, too. That thunder was rolling.
Yeah, that thunder was rolling.
You forget what it sounds like.
That's funny. But yeah.
You got to pray, God, can you turn the thunder off, please?
Turn the thunder off.
Can you just switch that
I'm
off?
I'm still under the impression that we pay for weather, so every time it rains, you got to take at least 20.
Pay for weather in California.
In California. So when it rains, you got to take at least $20 to $50 off for that rent that month.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas
yeah,
will be praying for rain in California. Because
that's what we pay. We paying for. We ain't come weather, here for that. Yeah. You got to take it off. You should get a little notification it's raining. It'll be $50.
How cool would that be, though? That'd be because crazy. It rains so little. if they say California tax, oh, we're not taxing y'all this month.
This month, yeah, it's rain. Yeah, we're going to take that off.
We'll let y'all live.
We get it.
Y'all go chill in your habitat for human, for whatever.
Human habitation.
Building for human habitation.
So let's kick this episode off with a story from last week.
So me and Ron was out running errands. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
last
yep,
Thursday.
Yep, yep, yep.
And we sitting in the car, chilling, waiting for something. And I see two kids, high school kids, talking. You know, I'm not thinking nothing. It's before school starts. So right. I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, they getting ready to go to school. They just talking. Not thinking nothing of it.
This is outside of a school or a bank?
No, we're in a
shopping center.
Okay.
So then they moved further into my peripheral. Like, there was like a straight line. Like, I had to turn my head to see them. Now, they over here, like where I'm looking at you.
Okay.
But I see them talking, and I looked at Roman and said, they over there politicking. Mm-hmm. It's being funny.
All right.
And then I look over again.
Turn that mic toward you, the logo to it.
My check.
See the logo? It's on the other side.
There you go.
My check.
There you go.
So I see them face to face. I see one kid try to go this way. The other one step in front of him. I said, uh-oh. They ain't playing basketball. That's confrontation.
Yeah, yeah. This, you know, and as an adult, as we've been living 35 years,
we've seen
these motions.
Oh, for
before.
Sure.
Yeah.
You saw what, like a one step up?
Yeah,
like
one step
up. He went this way to walk away, but he stepped in front of him.
Off.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's confrontation.
Yeah.
The quarterback trying to stop the receiver.
Yeah. Let me not make assumptions. Let me make sure. He tried to go this way, step in front of him, gave him a little hand check. I said, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This is a problem now. So
the dude that stepped forward also put the hand up?
Yeah, now you put it out. So now
now we getting right.
Now I'm right. Like how you were right about the building. But now I'm right about my assumption. So now I'm like, Rome. I said, hey, there's an issue over here.
Yeah.
Right.
So now we
tuned
looking.
In now.
Yeah.
We looking, and buddy that keep getting stopped kind of got a smirk on his face doing like, you know.
So for the people that help y'all listening, there's a guy in black, and let's just say other guys in blue.
Blue hoodie.
Blue hoodie.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. Can't
see
his face.
Actually happened? Like, one was in black? Oh, no, you said black and blue.
Yeah. Okay. No. Mexican kids.
Okay. One had all black, the other one had a blue hoodie on.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can't see the dude in blue hoodie. Blue hoodie's the one who's stopping
him. Yeah.
Confirming.
We're just trying to get people
so
to
So I'm like, all right, another assumption.
Yeah.
Either this over a girl. I'm trying to think of petty high school stuff.
Yeah,
over a girl or maybe some petty weed if they selling something or something like
that. A little bit of money.
You owe him money or something about a girl. Either one of them two. Or he was talking trash on social media. So
those are
only three possibilities.
Okay.
Only three possibilities for this beef.
Okay.
So we watching, and they, you know, going back and forth. He keeps stopping them. I'm like, at some point, either buddy who's stopping them is going to swing, or buddy who getting stopped going to swing. Because it just seems like we on a course to, that's a collision.
And caveat, we got third member walks up. Okay, so this must be a friend of the two because he walks up, kind of gets in between, but kind of not really.
Okay,
he almost looked like a mediator.
Yeah,
almost.
He was just kind of chill.
Yeah, he came up, he walking straight to them and got between them like y'all chill. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He real chill with it. Yeah, so he ain't aggressive. He came in chill.
Gotta have like somebody like that on the scar.
Y'all chill. I guess blue shirt, blue hoodie, like, it ain't gonna be none of that. So now, buddy who came up walking away with buddy in the black,
right?
Buddy in the blue come in front of him, backpedaling and talking to him. Now, we sitting in the car, Now they in front of us. Mm-hmm. So, and then he stop them again, hand check them again. Mm. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's time.
Now I'm at a point, I ain't gonna lie.
To swing.
I want a little entertainment.
You gotta get a little swing. You gotta get a little swing.
I said, I want a little entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, buddy that came to stop it is like, his back to us now. So, it's, they facing each other.
Right.
Buddy right here, like he a ref.
Yeah.
So then, Buddy and Blue said, F it, swing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here we go. They both take on their book bags, and then they start like swinging.
No. Was it like, you know, now when black people got stances when they start to fight? You know what I'm saying? You know, you sometimes you get this.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, like, I think, what, no, I think
I'm
Blue. I think Blue. The reason
now, these were Mexicans, you said.
Yeah,
so what
I
was
think
it?
Blue swung to see what the temperature was, and then he saw what the temperature was. Yeah.
So he swung. Buddy and back up now. You got to take off your stuff. You're going to school. You take off your book bag. And then Buddy and
the
Blue.
The homework.
Buddy and the Blue kind of rush him. It's an SUV. Now they fighting. We can't see.
Can't, they step right in front of the SUV.
I'm like, we got this perfect slide.
That is hilarious.
Look, then all of a sudden, they come back out from behind the SUV, and now we seeing they on the ground. And now, you know, the parents and adults honking.
Everybody honking.
Hear is honking. I'm like, if you ain't going to get out and stop it, don't honk.
Everybody in the shopping center, just looking.
And we in the car. I'm like, as an adult now, you question, should I stop this?
Yeah.
You never think about that. And I was like, this ain't violent.
They
enough.
In the street now?
They on the sidewalk. Like the street sidewalks, right there. Okay. Well, I'm like, this ain't violent enough where I feel like I need to intervene.
Right.
Like, if he was stumping his head out and Buddy was knocked out, then I'd be like, hey.
We right over there by Indian Duck.
Indian Duck?
Okay. It's cool. So they scrapping, they fighting, you know, people honking. And I'm like, get out of here.
They grappling.
Let them fight. They fighting. And then, you know, I feel like Buddy in the Black won.
Yeah, I think he got the best.
But I don't know. So they get up, they look at each other. Buddy in the Black smiling, other buddy looking. Them two walk off, and then the other buddy looking.
Who walks off? The black buddy and the other buddy walk off.
And Blue, he gathering himself. He pick up his stuff. He go to the bus stop, get on the bus, and go. I'm like, he ain't even going to school no more. Yeah. So,
I'm going to tell you where the fight kind of ended at, where it kind of turned for Buddy. So they grappling. Then Buddy in the Black has Buddy in the Blue kind of like bent down, caught him with a knee.
Mm.
It kind of slowed down. It slowed down a little bit.
Was it to the chest or to the
nose?
Head?
Nose.
Yeah, that's definitely.
It slowed it down a little bit.
Oh yeah, you get punched in the nose before?
That watery.
Oh yeah,
that nose is red when he got up.
That hurts.
To make it even better, I filmed some of it. I'm like, I'm not just going
come in
not to tell you the story. I'm going to give you some of the playback.
Let me
turn up the brightness. No, I can't. They minors. I'll blur it out, but at least just for you to see. So that's when they behind the SUV. You see Buddy that's reffing waiting. It is over there. And then you'll see them come back out.
Oh, this is after or before?
No. They in the middle of fighting.
Oh, shit. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, but Buddy caught him for a second.
Then that's shit.
That's a good, decent fight. Oh, come on, man. Oh, man. They keep going behind the thing.
And then, hold on.
Okay.
This is now a little the end of it.
Yeah, Buddy in the Black, he like, I like this.
he like I need this.
I know he went to school bragging.
Oh yeah, you know. Oh, come on.
They probably fought again.
Your punches don't hurt. They got one got braces. This is just
and we just out there looking at, and it was just funny because we know that high school temper. Ego, you know what I'm saying? So you know he had to go back to school. He's like, man, y'all fought it. You know, it's whatever. Man.
Yeah, man ran up on me. I'll beat his ass down. So they probably fought again.
They got to fight. Yeah, they probably had to catch it again.
I was like, when the last time you seen a fight?
That's
it's been so
it's
long.
Been a minute since I like
I'm not in that
like,
world where I'm in, seeing fights no more.
Yeah, just like a fight.
Because, you know, kids fight. So you used to seeing fights all the time when you in school. But after you graduate, you don't see fights no more. I realized that when I was watching this fight.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to see fights.
At this age, I don't want to be around adults fighting.
You don't. You don't. That's what we're saying.
But that's what I'm just saying.
What are you doing, man?
It's like, just crazy. Like,
I just don't
seeing
care
a fight
to do
now.
That. If, it's like, you really got to catch me, like, and upset the shit out of me.
Like, one of them days, like.
Like, and catch me really off to start a fight. Like, I'm like, or if you, like, just, Like what he did, he was antagonizing. Yeah, twice. Yeah. You walk up and put your, you go like that to him.
But look, that's gonna, I don't even know if that's antagonizing. I don't know what Buddy in the Black did. You know what I'm saying?
True, true. We don't know backstory. Because
it didn't look like bullying. It looked like I'm coming to, this was on my mind all night. We handling this now.
Yeah. No. But at once the person says, listen, whatever, and walks off, that's some people might see that as prey, but that might also be the monster telling you, no more.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm leaving.
But it also could be disrespectful.
And if you come up to me again and do that,
then I have to
like.
But it
show
could be disrespectful for the person that's confronting you if it's something serious and you're just trying to act like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine.
Like, say this dude, say you in high school and this dude beat up your girl, your sister, right?
Right.
And he trying to walk away, like, man, you know.
He's in the wrong, yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
It definitely didn't look like bullying. I'll tell you that. Right, it wasn't like he trying to pick on this dude. It was like, I'm confronting you for an issue.
Right.
And Buddy trying to walk away from
it. And book bag fights are dangerous. Like, I remember in high school, I seen these two dudes, they was arguing at, like, one morning time, that time again. I feel like niggas be angry in the morning.
Oh, yeah. They be thinking about it all night. They can't do nothing until the morning.
And then they was arguing.
They used to be excited to get school breakfast.
And one dude had a book bag on. The other dude didn't have a book bag on. And so they popping up. You see the same type of formation. They stand up because it's getting a little. And dude go to take off his book bag. Soon as that arm went down to try to take over,
that's why you got to back up with it. You can't do it right. You got to back up.
Yeah, you can't.
Like you saw what Buddy in the Black did. He backed up. Take it off.
You can't stand there and take the boot back.
The worst I seen, one time dude was trying to take off his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do
it right there.
I just think as adults nowadays, man, it's too many like life-threatening situations it can turn into. You an adult man trying to fight me. Or harm, I don't know if that's trying to harm me, my family, whatever.
This fight can lead to death.
Yeah, it could lead to death at the end of the day. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Or
like,
jail.
It's not or fun. Jail, it's not like
you don't get suspended anymore.
Jail. One of us gonna go to jail. Both of us, or get hurt, or get killed, or whatever. Man, it's just not. It's not. You just don't walk away with.
I forgot what.
I wish it could be a way where we could fight and just shake hands after. You got me. Well, I got you, nigga, and we shake hands and go about it.
That's the old school.
That's old school. I love old school shit.
Old school shit.
But you know, it ain't like that anymore. It's like too many wild, young, reckless. Not even just young. Yeah. Even older niggas. This is just like, hey, I saw a dude on. You know, they got TikTok videos and shit. Mm-hmm. A dude got out of a. He got a situation with a truck or something, a truck driver or something. That man pulled out a gun so quick on him. I came out of his car, bop, 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 shot him. I was like, I don't know if he's dead or alive, but it's like you just don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, be aggressive as an adult only can lead to issues. You know what I'm saying? And to be around people that are, like, in that mindset, I still want to fight or cause
that's
issues.
Too,
it's too much. We're trying to look for
because you mess peace, around
happiness.
I think it ends chill, man. At high school if you are going to be that person. College?
Yeah, college, you can go there too.
College is too much. You in adult repercussions now. You going to jail.
Oh, I mean,
you can be expelled and you paying for this. Like,
right.
High school is the end of it. You shouldn't still.
Yeah, you need
a hard cut off.
But me and you used to literally stand outside of a club and watch every weekend niggas fight outside the bar. And for us, we were like 18, 17. No, we were 18,
fresh
19.
Fresh out of high school.
These are 21-year-olds fighting out that bar, you know, at that club. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm they like, shouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying I understand, you know, a little bar fight when you're younger 20s is cool. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you're right, though. Nowadays, it's like that could switch up really quick, depending on what neighborhood you're in, where you at. Like, that could be, you know. Cam's right. After high school, you probably shouldn't be fighting.
Should be your cap. Get it out your system.
Because you hit somebody, their head hit the ground. And
you're going to jail.
Yeah, you know.
Honestly, we should all be training to fight, though. You should be probably to get that out. Maybe join some boxing class or something. Karate.
So since we in the beef mode, you know where we gotta go.
Oh man!
All right, we gotta do this right. We
like got Philly cheese.
We gotta break it down in categories. Yeah, so first category is your reaction, what you feel about it. What you like?
Well,
what you don't
we
like.
Got you know some people may not be hip.
Okay,
some people may not be hip.
If you've been under a rock or don't listen to rap over the weekend, Kendrick Lamar stirred up the the rap pot.
The rap news.
Addressing J. Cole and Drake on Metro Boomin and Future's album. And we found out, we already knew Metro Boomin and Drake had issues, but we found out that Future and him have issues. So it made it like all the people that have issues with Drake or features on this album. Which makes it even funnier.
Oh.
And Kendrick Lamar addressed first person shooter, and it went wild. So,
But let me just say, because
initial reactions.
Well, here's initial reaction, and I have to say this in honor of Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.
Absolutely,
he
first
rapped,
shout out 3-6.
First shout out 3-6 Mafia for the beat, for the track, for the flip. And on Drought 3, I Can't Feel My Face, Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., also known as Lil Wayne, one of the GOATs, top five. Mm-hmm. He did a freestyle over this track, bodied it.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
soon as it came on, that's immediately who I thought about. Only another GOAT had to come on here and do something.
And to piggyback off that.
Yeah.
Before I knew Kendrick was on this song, because when it first came out, it didn't show the features.
It was
trying to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just in the gym listening to it, and that beat came on. I said, if he put Lil Wayne on this,
I'm thinking of Can't Feel
My Face. If Lil Wayne coming back on this beat, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be.
But then Kendrick came on, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah
and then
yeah.
it made me think, man, if Lil Wayne came on after that, it would have been even crazier. But then I thought, He on Drake's side. So he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah,
if
he wouldn't
especially
have done,
if he heard Kendrick verse. Yeah, but say if Kendrick verse wasn't about that and then Lil Wayne came on, it would have been insane.
But first reaction was, I was more so in the pocket with the flow. I heard the words. I heard a little bit. But so, because you know it's one of the ones where you got to really like dissect. You got to go into. But I like the flow. I was like, okay, this is a good, you know, Kendrick, he rapping and I think it's cool. But then when you go back and really like listen to what he's saying, I was like, okay, we here now. We here now.
I stopped my set, and then I played it back. And then I played
it
back.
Oh, you heard it in the
gym. Yeah, I'm in the gym.
Okay,
I kept playing it back. I just stopped what I was doing. I was like, yo, this shit crazy.
Yeah, he in the pocket. He in the pocket.
Cam came to my room. I played it. I said, let's go! Yes!
That's what you need.
I'm tired of this fake foo-foo.
We're big three.
No! That's good for comedians like us.
We're the big three.
I want to see y'all go to war fight.
Yeah, no, this is the rap I like. This is the rap I like.
Listen, Kendrick always comes with it. He's making his points. I hate how Drake responds every time. Like, the first time this happened, Control. Mm-hmm. When I don't know if that was the first exact time, but
maybe,
the biggest
but that's
time
the one
that
the biggest,
it, that you know he went at everybody.
Yeah,
And Kendrick does this weird thing where it's a humbling, it's almost like a humble diss better the overall hip hop game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still trying to take your head off.
Yeah.
And everybody seemed to get it.
That
back
one
then.
Was humble, not the
not
rest.
This one.
No, I'm talking about. I'm still
control.
On.
Okay, gotcha.
Control.
Control was like, yo, you know, I'm trying to murder all you niggas. Da 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 da. Great. Everybody from Wale to Big Sean was cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, oh yeah, I see what he's doing. You know, he's taking shots, but we all coming for a spot. Da da da. Everybody had their thing. Here go Drake. I just don't feel like he needed to say that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Every interview, Angie Martinez. I don't like if you just gonna say to my face, like we were all cool the other day. He went on another stage and said some other stuff. And it's just sensitive. I was just like, why is he acting like this? Out of all the rappers, why are you acting like this? Years pass, okay, we learn more about Drake. That was the first time in my, you know, I like Drake, but I liked him a lot more at that time. After that happened, I remember taking a step back. I'm like, why is he acting so feminine? Why is he being like that? And it made me, from that point on, kind of his career, I'm like, okay, he's cool. Like, he knows how to make music, course, obviously. Yeah, yeah. He's obviously a talented rapper and all that good stuff. But from just a liking standpoint, I always was like, this dude just does weird things that I see. So now, you come around now. Mm-hmm. Future has a song. I have many questions because I thought Future and Drake were friends. I heard Metro Boomin was reportedly had some.
Yeah, they don't think they really rock. I think it's some girl shit.
I'm starting to hear there's some girl shit going around. I heard people started unfollowing Drake now and all this stuff. Apparently, Drake is a female.
Drake is the problem.
Yeah, he's
the common denominator. Not liking him, unfollowing him. So it's something that about Drake that is the problem.
And he the same dude that flew in some chick that was a singer and she had a boyfriend and he ended up like he ruthless.
Like a dirtbag.
He got him a dirtbag. Yeah, like that's kind of a cult, especially if you're friends with people. But maybe he doesn't see that.
Yeah, but
maybe after getting pissed on by T.I. and then broken on by Diddy, you start thinking.
But say your point.
So my point is, when I come to this song and Kendrick gives another shot.
Yeah, but he get a real one this time.
He gives a real one because now it's not, even though you didn't say his name, he pretty much direct. You can't get more direct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he was direct before this too. Remember the BET Cypher Freestyle?
Oh,
you were talking about Tucker Sister, the rapper, back in his pajama clothes.
But that's not direct.
Yeah, that's not as direct. I see what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, but still.
He didn't say no names, but we know who he talked
about. But no, this one, he said
that made direct first person shooter.
No, and for all the dogs. And
yeah,
then,
but that's just the same.
But then there's some other stuff.
Know who he talking to.
Yeah, yeah, fair. That's fair.
So, I feel like on that, he probably said more ah, and then on this, he was like, ah, bro. Like almost saying Aubrey, you know what I'm saying? Like so, but yeah. I just you know, Kendrick just proves that like we want to see competition in hip hop.
Yeah,
at least there's a big sector of people I believe want to see that. We want to see. Hey, hip hop has always been fight to the top. We want to claim somebody that's the best. We want to say, oh, this person's the best. Mm-hmm. This person definitely comes behind.
Yeah.
This person's like, you know what I mean? We can argue about the rest, but ain't like. This is who's best. Mm-hmm.
Let me address something right there. Yeah. We gonna move on from that.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. To see the sparring is fun, but also the collabs that come from it is fun.
I like
because
that,
I remember when J. Cole said in an interview, he like the reason he started doing these features right before he went on his crazy feature run. He don't want to look back at this career and be like, I never worked with this person. I never did. I just kept to myself.
No, they always work with each other.
No. But I'm just saying in general. So it's like, we never had them three just do a track. Like, how big would that be for hip hop? If J. Cole and Kendrick did more tracks together, or if Drake and Kendrick did more tracks, how big that would be. But obviously, we're not going to get that in this time. So our collab will be beef.
Right. That's
the only way we're going to get them collabing by going at each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, it sucks that.
Well, I feel like it was more like that back in the day.
What you mean?
Like now, it's more collaboration time. People are collaborating.
No, but
more
I'm saying they've been
about
beefing.
He's talking about them three.
Them three.
Yeah, them three.
Beefing, so it ain't been no collabs. Yeah. Like the three of them together.
The last but then, songs, Drake
obviously
and Kendrick
we see J. Cole possibly been beefing because they ain't have a collab in years.
Yeah.
Only collab with Kendrick and Drake was
Fucking Problems.
No. I had a couple of collabs.
Poetic Justice. Thank Me, Take Care, that he featured Kendrick on.
They're going to do it out of ego. They're going to collab with each other just for the point you made. to be like, just in case Kendrick goes down as the greatest, if something happened, you know, they died long from now, whatever. You could say, well, we did do something together. They all want to be able to say that about each other. And as much as they might hate each other too, but they still, we all know one of y'all want to be top dog though.
Absolutely.
All of y'all want to be top dog.
Yeah, all of them do.
So,
yeah, all
of them do. Who got the guts to go after it?
I think,
and I don't like Drake, for instance. This is another thing that happened more recently on what was the first person shooter mode. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, J. Cole bodied him on that track, like way more than even like if we were talking about greats back in the day. People would be all over Jay-Z talking about Eminem bodied you on Renegade or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would talk about that. And even though I felt they both did great, I was kind of like, Eminem kind of did. But, but these are two greats going at it. Drake feel like he completely gave up on that song. Like, especially after J. Cole went in. And it was not like, they do these weird things. It's like, why don't you compete, dog? Stop playing these games. And, like, it feels like Drake tries to play games where, like, I'll do the song with you. Yeah, I'll let you live. But I'll make the song a hit. It'll be mine. It'll be, I'll go on the road with you and give you praises how you make me the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a slick way.
Yeah.
And he does that. But, like, he don't really – when Kendrick went on the control, why didn't you come with a verse? Instead of whining all this shit. And then when J. Cole comes on track, you don't even really, like – go in, you just do your little club part at the end. Like, I don't know, man.
But what about now, everybody else who didn't go in on control and all that?
But at least they had the humility to say, like, I see what he's doing. Like, you
not
know,
everybody. Some people just stayed quiet.
That's fine, too. If you don't want to be a part of the thing, but don't start complaining.
I think what happened was there was a time in Drake's career, maybe 2013, 2012, where he was the guy that, of course, he making songs, and he's known as the singer, rapper, you know. But I believe he felt like people weren't taking him serious as the rapper part. So I remember him being on the interview and saying, oh, you know, they don't want that if it goes there. Because you remember he was never responding to people. He wasn't
Drake or
Drake. Drake wasn't responding to rappers coming there. Like, it wasn't no beef.
He'll respond to somebody he believes less than him, like Meek Mill.
That's what I'm saying. He would not.
That's true. He responded to Pusha T.
But listen. So that happens, and then what kicked it off was the Meek Mill. That was his first time really responding. So now you got to hold that. So then Pusha came. Now you got to hold that.
There was other people.
He made a full songs about. Yeah. Now people are like, oh, okay, he'll battle. He'll go there. So I think Kendrick gets to the point where he's like, all right. Well, I think Kendrick baiting him, to be honest. I think he's baiting him. I think Kendrick got one in the chamber ready.
I definitely think so.
I think he's baiting him, to be honest.
Kendrick baiting everybody.
I think he really baiting Drake.
And Drake responded on a stage recently?
No, that wasn't. Drake does that at all the shows. That wasn't for Kendrick. He literally does that at all the shows. That was like where from a said, Tampa fuck, show. Where he'd be talking. He'll stop the show and start talking. He does that at all the shows. Okay. They trying to spin it before.
You
like,
can't trust nothing.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think everybody looking at it wrong. Should Drake respond? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He should respond.
Yeah, you got to.
But what we really want is J. Cole to respond.
That's what's going to be really interesting. That's
here.
What you want.
Because everybody just want Drake to respond just to make fun of him. They want him to lose.
Woohoo.
What's fun about that? If you want a real rap beef, J. Cole and Kendrick. That'll be the closest
That's the one I don't care for.
No, I'm going to tell you why you should.
All right.
Because that'll be the closest thing to a lyrical beef battle we had since Jay-Z and Nas.
Absolutely.
And then you have two people that's at the top of their game. J. Cole right now is the greatest of the three in rapping because he just been out more. Yeah. And he been bodying everything.
Right.
I still believe Kendrick is the best rapper of all of them since the beginning.
Yeah.
And the thing that Kendrick got that I feel is above them, he's diabolical. This nigga's Eminem. He's crazy. You don't know what he gonna say. He don't care. So that's the point. Like, can J. Cole get that crazy where he don't give a fuck what he say and go that crazy? But, like, that beef would be the one you want to see.
I agree with Manny, though. I kind of still want to see Drake over.
No, we want to see Drake. Drake gonna happen, but it won't be
as interesting as J. Cole and Kendrick.
But we want to solidify it. We want to say, hey, all this talking enough. Just do it and let's see.
Let me finish my point. Yeah. That's why J. Cole needs to respond way more than Drake. Because J. Cole wants to be the best rapper. Every song he telling you, I'm the best rapper. Nobody can touch me. Nobody can rap on my level. So this is your chance, your platform to cement that statement and prove you are the best.
Right
Drake
now, to me,
don't care about being the best rapper. So why do we need him to
don't
come out
Don't he call himself Michael
back?
Jackson?
Yeah.
Like, that's hits.
Oh, you're talking about
that's hits.
I mean, but it's still.
But J. Cole. And fucking the middle child song he was talking about. If I'm a let me pull this shit up. He said, "Where he is?" Because he was not playing about this. All right, he said, "If I beef with a nigga for nothing, so I'm not beefing with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout. Won't be for fame. It won't be for saying shit ain't selling the same. Won't be to sell my little latest sneakers." So he talking about if he going to beef with somebody,
for sure,
he going to do it.
For sure.
And what every great rapper that you consider a great top five, top 10, they all have been in beef. J. Cole has never been in a beef, never been battle tested. Kendrick ain't never really been battle tested, but he's wanting it. He's taking the shot. So it's like he ready for it. But Drake already been in beefs. He already did this. Whatever. I want to still hear it. But J. Cole is way more interesting in this beef. Because he could cement himself as the best of the three right here and there. It won't be no more questions. You could do it.
Like Big Sean, definitely interesting take.
When Big Sean was trying to crack into the big three and he was dissing Kendrick and that song he did, what was it, No Interviews? When he was taking subliminals at He could have stepped into the big three if he actually made a diss track to Kendrick and went at him.
Like
and
really
they
went
did
at
it.
Him, yeah.
But he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So. That's why he's been outside the big three. J. Cole can cement himself right now if he respond and go at Kendrick.
The way I feel is like those kids you saw fighting outside.
Yeah.
There's two kids about to fight.
Yeah.
And then the one friend comes in. Yeah. And then this dude says, I'll fuck up both of you.
Yeah.
And now Cam's asking, I want to see the fight between the kid that came in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I want to see this kid knock out this kid first. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. I want to see Drake, Kendrick. I want to see this end. Then we could go to Cole.
I feel like, can't be like
J. Cole's being like thrown in here as almost protecting Drake. No, let's see Drake get nuclear bombed real quick. I want to see that, and then we can move on to J. Cole.
What I'm saying?
All that.
That's why it's not interesting. Because y'all just doing it. Y'all just want to see someone get destroyed.
That's not
an actual battle.
I don't
that's
want the question of it.
What's more interesting?
Well, I know
what you
want to
see. That's like
fans
like,
want to see fans of Drake want to see Drake win.
That's not the consensus.
It's not even about winning for me. I see what a man said, but he more on the side. He wants to see him
he
to get destroyed. But me, I actually
want
to see. Drake, for all these years, it has been up here. I'm the hit maker. And Drake is spicy on a lot of songs. So it's your chance. I actually want to see if you going to really,
come
if you going to get
let's see this
spicy,
fight.
That's what I was like. Do it for the niggas who you've been talking about for all these years that say they can't touch you. I'm that guy. I'm the boy. I'm the goat. That's the
you're
reason
trying to skip
I want
to a main
that's
card
I want to see it.
Of a fight before we
I
get,
no, I didn't say that.
This one
I said
I get
want
it though.
To see
I get it though.
It.
I get it though.
But
yeah.
It's not more interesting if J. Cole Kendrick. That's
head matchup. Yeah, that's the pinnacle right
that's
there.
That's the pinnacle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and
that's
if
the
we
pinnacle
only
right
can
there.
Get one, give me that.
I want to see the villain. I want to see Rocky take down his villain before he fights Apollo Creed. I want to see. Drake is the villain right now. Everybody's talking about him right now. All them rappers, even Rick Ross apparently unfollowed him. Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and we mad about it. We're going to talk about that.
So we need to see if Drake is, if it's coming out that Drake is a villain behind the scenes.
Do your shit.
I don't want this villain walking away being like, oh, let him take care of J. Cole before me and run the fuck out. No! Take care of this nigga now. You better don't run away. Come here, handle it. And then
down.
J. Cole, you wait right there and he's coming.
No, he can't
we
wait.
Won't go.
He can't wait.
J. Cole to me is like fine wine of a rapper. He is, it's like, J. Cole right now would be like Goku versus Gohan go at their best going against each other. I love both of them.
And
it's like, yes, they are the best. They're kind of friends, and I don't hate to see them go at it, but I want to see that war. I just see them more alike than Drake.
A little bit more alike. Yeah, for sure.
Drake is the baby mama creator.
I think you're missing. They not friends no more.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about, man. I'm just talking about in terms of if this was a TV show like Dragon Ball Z, the characters that you like, you pull for, not, that aren't villains,
that's
J. Cole and Kendrick. They're not the bad guys here in this particular storyline.
For sure.
Okay? They're not the bad guys. So I don't really care to see them go at it quite yet. I do want them because they're super powerful. But I want this villain. I want to finish Frieza's story arc. Can we finish his story before we get to Vegeta and Goku going at it? You know what I'm saying?
You can't wait. Like, you can't be like, let me wait. J. Cole, let me wait until this
happens. You don't have to wait. It's there. He said it, but Drake needs to come first. Come first. Come on. J. Cole. Drake.
That's waiting.
What? Oh, well. That's Drake has to come first. The pressure's on Drake, not J. Cole. Pressure's
both.
On Drake.
It's on both.
No, it's on Drake. It's on Drake. The whole world is talking about Drake.
It's fine. It's on Drake. We know y'all want Drake. I said that's fine. I never said I don't want it. But J. Cole is more interesting. Y'all, the villain arc and all of that is cool, but as a rap battle, J. Cole Kendrick is way more interesting as far as talent wise.
Yeah, talent wise.
Like, but I want to see.
I agree with you.
I want to see because J. Cole been talking spicy. Like, I'm the best. Who going to do this?
Well, that's typical, though. We got more issues here than just that. Y'all want that.
I don't care about the juicy stuff right now.
But that's what I like
people
too.
People want the juicy.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about a pure, if you just a fan of lyrics. I want to see that.
No, I'm not just a fan of lyrics.
I want to see
this. I like the whole story.
I want to see this nigga who's been saying I'm the best, been bodying everything. If you go back and look at all these lyrics he keeps saying, and he's been taking shots at Kendrick. All these shots, they ain't been together for years. They ain't do nothing together. You ain't seen them together. They are not as close as we thought they were. All this is unraveling it. I'm ready to see
J. Cole,
you jump in here and cement this. And he's never been in any beef. You can't be the greatest and never go through a beef.
But the pressure is definitely more on Drake.
Yeah.
It's for sure. Absolutely. I think
the pressure is on both of them because
it's not as much.
I'm not saying it's more or less. I said it's on both. Let me finish my point. I don't care if it's more or less, but the pressure is on both because you have been called out at a time you saying you the best. You've been called out from what you said on First Person Shooter. He's talking to you. He said, fuck the big three, because you mentioned the big three. He said, it's big me. He's taking the shots at Cole. And right now, while you in album mode and everyone's looking at it, it's like, this is your chance to do this and cement yourself, your legacy. Like, this is the only thing he needs to be like, all right, you one of the best to ever do this shit. He already wanted the best to do it to me.
For sure.
But this shit was cemented. It's like, all right, You killed Kendrick, you got it. It's no more argument. You the best of the three. Because everybody's saying right now, he the best rapper of the three. I still think it's Kendrick, but I think J. Cole is right there. So he could do like this, and it'll be no more talk. And that's why I think it's important for him to do it if you're going to stand on you being the best rapper. Drake need to do it because they really don't like each other. He the villain, talking spicy, all of this, that. I want to see that. That's fine. But I've never seen J. Cole in beef. I want to see that way more than Drake. Sure. I've seen Drake and beef. I know what he going to do. It's fine. People going to laugh, all this, da, 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 da. That's fine. I want to see J. Cole. That's way more interesting to me. I want to see Kendrick actually making a diss track and going at Jake. Like, that is this,
and you know, it's
way more interesting.
I think it is interesting, but it's so funny how I know that some perspectives are like, they're like, nah, I don't think that's as interesting because niggas like,
and
niggas
it's like messy shit. They like drama. I don't care for the drama.
Yeah, because it's like attaching something. That's the unfortunate and fortunate thing about hip hop.
Yeah,
there's usually something real attached to the competition.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what you're saying.
Like in boxing or something, they try to make that. They try to. Wrestling,
like
I'll fight you before the boxing match, like at an event or if wrestling.
I mean, it's made fake, up, but
that's, they're all off storyline, which is fantastic. Yeah. Which I love. That's what makes hip hop good too. You need the storylines. Like that's what makes it entertaining. You find there's so many layers to this. Right now, from just a straight lyricism, I know, and my belief is that J. Cole and Kendrick are the best of the
for
best.
For sure, I believe,
absolutely agree
sure,
with that.
For sure.
But right now, it's just like, I don't want to see two good guys fight right now against each other. I need to see this happen before we get there.
Why you keep saying two good guys?
Because no, that's saying, how I see him in the storyline in my head.
That's,
yeah,
that's all he's saying.
Come on.
But
you should work for Don King the way you promote. Like, goddamn, J. Cole, get this man on your media team. He is trying to push this.
I'm unbiased in it. You're not unbiased in it. That's the thing. That's what it's
you
like.
You aren't unbiased. What are you talking about? You always talk about I love Drake and you love these.
I love all three. I love Drake, but I'm unbiased in this. I want to
how
see.
How are you unbiased when you want to see somebody?
No, he said I'm unbiased because
I'm unbiased. You just want to see Drake because you want him to be destroyed. You don't even think he could win. You're like, I want to see him destroyed. Yes! Kill him. That's not being unbiased to me. Unbiased. I'm like, yo, I'm looking at this. What's the most interesting one? J. Cole and Kendrick is way more interesting. Like, if it was J. Cole wasn't in this, I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Drake got to respond. And I still, and I've been saying the whole he got to respond.
Yeah, he got to.
But what's more interesting to me is the guy who ain't never been in beef, saying he the greatest, been saying if someone take a shot at him, like, he's tired of being number three. He used to be always number three, J. Cole. He used to be Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, or Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole. He in the middle. He in the middle now because I believe it's, for me, it's Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to not be in the middle anymore, that's why he made the song Middle Child. If you don't want to be last, this is your shot. Like, that is so interesting to me.
Keep promoting it, Cam. Keep pushing it.
It's so, and look.
It is interesting. I just feel like you skipping stuff. You skipping.
How?
Because you just, just because of this one track right here that is kind of in, J. Cole's kind of indirectly. We know this is for Drake.
This for sure for Drake.
This for Drake. This whole track he just did was for Drake.
Yes, but
J. Cole got his hits.
What about the shots that J. Cole's sending at Kendrick? And we don't know the whole behind the scenes.
Yeah, we
know Drake.
Exactly. That's why we want to know more of the Drake.
It's shocking. It's shocking because we didn't even know they wasn't friends until the shit dropped.
Well, until 3 days ago. They're not friends. That's not even true. Because he didn't take enough a shot at J. Cole straight to say they're not friends. He just like he did on Control. He wasn't going and not friends with them. He might be like, hey, watch out. This is competition. If you get hit with a straight, it's whatever. And I'll take you out too, nigga. But I'm coming at this
nigga. You got to put the context in it. If you ain't see these niggas together forever, they ain't been doing nothing. They ain't been talking about it. Like, and then this happened. I'm like,
Now, J. Cole joining with Drake, you know, that made... I could understand Kendrick being like, well, you chose side.
Kendrick don't like light skinned niggas because he ain't do a song with Chris Brown. He don't like Drake.
He do a song with Chris Brown.
He don't like light skinned niggas. This is for the dark skinned niggas. He'll fuck with light skinned niggas.
Listen, bro, I agree.
I just think J. Cole, Kendrick is Nas and Jay Z.
For sure. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Like, that would be the biggest beef in rap.
But you know what led up to that? There was a lot that led up to that, Cam.
It was definitely
a lot
drama,
of story,
for sure,
drama,
for sure.
Everything.
For sure.
When we watch the documentaries, a lot behind that. It's usually not, oh, they're just the two best lyricists. I want to see them for the lyrics. Okay, well, let's watch the documentary on that. Oh, they were just two good rappers that started going at it. It's usually
behind that's assumption.
It.
That's assumption. We don't know what's behind
it
right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's
behind it. We may find out what's the tracks.
I didn't make an assumption. I'm just saying, usually in hip-hop beefs and the stuff that makes it juicy is the real world attachment to whatever it is. Hopefully nobody dies.
Yeah, man, of course.
Nobody gets seriously hurt. If niggas, you know, I said I don't want to be around adults that be fighting, but if I'm watching it on YouTube, it's fine, baby. So all I'm saying is, you know, it's you got the story mixed with the talent and the story go like almost hand in hand. You want a great story and you want great talent to go to create competition. And now we follow it. And WWE is the perfect example of how they build that up, right?
This whole Drake and Kendrick thing, yes, it's history, subliminals.
But now people have breaking it down to subliminals that J. Cole been sending at Kendrick.
For sure.
For a while now on these songs.
But why are you jumping there right now when we still on Drake? We haven't dealt with Drake yet.
I'm not saying.
No, he's not jumping there.
I think you're missing what I'm saying.
We want J. Cole to come in attack
and what did
him
I say
more
before
but
that?
He also said he said Drake.
He said Drake got to do it. Yeah, but what's more interesting than Drake is J. Cole.
Okay, if your opinion is more interesting.
I'm unbiased in it. I've been saying from the beginning. So the thing is, Drake got to respond. That's fine.
Got to. Yeah.
Let's move on from that. He going to do what he do. But what's more interesting? J. Cole.
But I can't move on.
But you can't just move on.
Yeah,
that. That's
like,
the thing.
I can't just move on from that.
Yeah, you can't
we
just move on.
We haven't done it yet. Yeah. We're here.
No, I'm saying let's move on from talking about it. Because
but
we
how?
Know.
We're here. We're in the middle of it.
You made your point. You brought up the first thing you said, Drake, kill him, villain. Okay, you made the point. We talked about it. But let's go from the other angle. No one's talking about J. Cole. We can't do that?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk. He already said everything we need to say about Drake. Yeah, what else am I going to add on to that?
The
way you were saying you can't just like move because it's still so much stuff with Future and Metro.
Let's move on from talking about Drake. Let's move on to the other parts of it. We can go to Metro.
That's what I'm about to go to.
Future. We can go to Rick Ross.
That's what I'm about to go to real quick.
I'm like, the Drake part is not as interesting to me because I've seen him in battles. I know it's going to happen. Fine. Let's talk about the other shit that could possibly happen that'll make it even more exciting. J. Cole.
Cam, you're wrong.
J. Cole.
No, I mean, it definitely makes sense. I was going to say the reason why I think Future, because you was asking why Future and Drake, that whole thing is because I believe that, well, Future said it. He said, if Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. Mm-hmm. So that's his main man.
That's not who he started off with.
It's over a girl.
No, that's what I'm saying. Trap. But even if it is, you know, Future, he probably like, well, fuck it, man. You my nigga.
Because what make it even worse, they saying it's over a stripper. Like, really?
Oh, Lord.
Like, y'all bringing up over a stripper. Yeah. Like, if it's your actual girlfriend or something like that.
That's a whole different thing.
So your sister, your cousin, I get it. But over a stripper? Like, that's so whack to me.
That is whack.
That's my issue with Drake. Like, it's always over a girl. And it's never over a prominent girl. It's a stripper. Who cares?
But the one that upsets
she
me
good,
is
Rick. I don't care how good she looks.
The one that upsets me is that Rick Ross unfollowed him because me and Cam have been screaming this even on his pod. It's what? Like
I want when a they, collab
when
album
they collab,
between them.
They make phenomenal music
they
when they collab.
Do. Look, no doubt. No
every
doubt
nigga
that.
He beefing with when he collab with them,
that's true,
they make phenomenal
that's
shit.
That's
but Drake is talented. Like he always gonna bring something to them other good. You know, artists.
Yeah, but that's,
great
that's why we saying we don't want him to be because I want the music.
Because look how much good shit him and Future did.
Oh yeah, that album.
How much good shit him and Rick Ross did.
Like I wanted to.
How
collab
much good
album.
Shit? He been on Metro Boomin.
Out of anybody, you said Drake and Rick Ross was the best collab.
I think I don't know
because him and Future
him
got
Future
some
good,
shit.
But like him and Ross, I feel like that was his.
They don't miss.
That's his Miami. Like
they don't miss.
That's his connect.
They
and
don't
now.
Miss.
Like, come on, dog. What you done out here with the boss?
Yeah, the boss is upset. The boss. Meek Mill probably called up crying.
Another dude unfollowed him.
You gotta
him,
stop
like,
hanging with him.
I think Nav unfollowed him. Did you say we said it was an industry plant?
That dude?
Yeah, the Middle Eastern dude.
How can he unfollow him? He doesn't exist.
And then I seen that Travis Scott was like.
No, I agree with Joe Budden.
What'd
Travis
he say?
Scott is the fake friend.
Because
Joe Budden, like, because I didn't see it, but Joe Budden said he came out to Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah.
And he
was like,
play the track. And they played the track with the Drake diss. And you know, him and Drake collabing all the time. But then it made me think because Travis Scott is good music. Was real close with Kanye.
Remember
when him and Drake was beefing, Drake was beefing, then they did Sicko Mode.
And
you got the video of him like, oh shit, checks over stripes. I'm like,
that's
kind of fake to you being close to Kanye to be having a
weird.
Nigga he beefing with on your song and reacting to him saying checks Nike over Adidas when Kanye was still with Adidas.
Yeah.
Who said that? Travis Scott?
Yeah. So for Travis Scott to be like, play the song
that
with the
weird.
Diss to Drake is weird
that
and
is
being
weird.
On the album. So I'm like, I got with Jamal. Like, yeah, Travis, that is a fake
that
friend.
That is kind of weird.
That is a he fake on both friend. Sides.
Yeah, the one that's really in the middle is 21 Savage.
Yeah, because
21 Savage is close with Drake now.
Yeah.
Ooh, and Future. He's also close with Metro Boomin. They do collab albums. So it's like, he the one that just got to sit this out. He just got to sit this out because he in the middle of it.
But do you think they might be jealous about something like that too? Like Metro Boomin kind of, Drake kind of took 21 Savage for an album, and maybe Metro didn't.
I don't know. The funniest thing is they put
after he fucked his girl or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, Drake, I'm telling you, that man is.
I mean, he died about it for sure.
On levels of femdom that you would never understand. But go ahead.
I seen on Twitter.
Well, having sex with your girl ain't feminine. Dudes do that. They're not feminine.
They'll
sleep with your wife in a heartbeat.
That's just a nigga.
No, but I think the plotting it is what makes it, because it's usually, that's weird to plot it out.
I mean,
that
yeah.
is something.
To plot it out?
Yeah, I'm saying he's doing it with people he's cool
he
with.
He said, yeah, that's what you,
and
yeah.
then he's, you got to plot out, that's his wife, let me go figure out how I'm going to get around to go get her. You know what I'm saying?
The funniest thing I've seen
but
on
that's
Twitter.
Also assumption, okay. which is a, it's, this one is more of a, I well, can get on side of assumption because it's like, in this Future and Drake one, we don't know if it was Future. Because Future is savage, too.
Yeah, Future.
Could have stepped in on Drake's situation
right.
versus Drake stepping in on that situation. Who knows?
But I've seen
he
it.
But that, somebody that, mentioned some Gucci flip-flops.
That's the one that you don't know who was at fault. Because they both savages.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Hip-hop is savagery. So everything we're saying is just wrong. Like, why y'all fucking each other?
You know the Civil...
The girls y'all messing with?
You know the Marvel Civil War poster?
Yeah.
They put...
I think I did see that. It was like Iron Man.
I think it's the... it was like they put everybody on this side. I think they put Ye, Travis Scott, and then they put Drake, 21. Bunch of people on this side. I was like, dog, that's funny.
And here's the thing. Everybody on that album had like an issue with Drake. They got The Weeknd on there.
Yeah, they got The Weeknd
on there. They got Kendrick on there. They got Rick Ross on there. I'm like...
Oh, it ain't lit.
They didn't have Kanye. They should have had Kanye
that
on there.
That shit look funny, dog.
That is hilarious.
And listen. Yeah, he got one on there that I'm with at that bottom right. I'm with that one.
he ain't gonna jump in it.
No, he ain't not jumping in it.
He's not jumping in this.
But that shit look funny. Especially at the top with Future.
And he's smiling.
They should have put Kendrick at the top, but I get why they did.
Right there.
It just look funny, though. Lil Yachty, and then they got The Weeknd. ASAP Rocky on this side. And I know why they put ASAP on
but
there.
See, I don't want to see all that.
No, they're not going to see it.
All
just funny.
I want to see is Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. And that's Cole. It.
Yeah, that's
I
it.
Don't care about everybody else.
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
Even Future beefing with him, I don't care. Future beefing with him, I don't care.
They don't have the, like, not that a lot of these dudes ain't lyrical and stuff, but I'm not looking for a lot of these people to bring that type of shit.
You're not looking for that.
Because this settles it now. Who's number one of the big three?
Yeah, this is it.
Like Nicki Minaj, like, her diss song is Bigfoot. Like
anyone we can feel who's number one, but this could prove
Could prove it.
I think Kendrick's number one, then J. Cole. But I can be on the argument of Cole being number one.
I can definitely be on the argument of that. Yeah. Drake is three.
For sure. But, you know, crazier things have happened.
Crazy.
He could come out on top and be one.
Crazy things have happened.
But I believe Kendrick will be up top with a possibility of J. Cole being on top. And that why I need to see them two niggas.
Yeah, they got
to
go.
That would be a twist, though. I want to see the
other side of J. Cole.
Like, if Drake came out, it would be
crazy. If Drake came out and like, see, that's the thing. Drake has the ability.
I think he has the ability
to drop bars that are like, whoa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But can you really dig in?
Can he tap that? Into that?
That's why I'm interested.
But see, the issue with Drake,
frequency.
The issue with Drake coming out on top, it has to be a landslide. It can't be close. If it's close, they ain't gonna give it to him.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's like LeBron. LeBron will never be. They'll never give it to him because
MJ.
You know, you lost some championships, this and that.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron would have had to win every championship
and then
get one more for him to be like, all right, you got it.
Yeah,
that's Drake in this situation. It got to be a landslide win for them to give him
number
one.
And that's not going to happen.
J. Cole, it could be neck and neck, and he could get it.
That's true.
Drake can't be neck and neck.
Drake got to come out crazy.
It's almost like he can't win.
Yeah.
I don't think.
If the nigga come talking tough, Drake, stop that.
The nigga
come talking soft, Drake, what's this?
Yeah.
It's hard for this nigga.
The only thing Drake can fight for, in my opinion, is respect, though.
He can fight for respect. I can see respect. That.
Like just, what just general lyrical
for him
respect,
even being up there.
Like if even if you don't win, he doesn't have to win. To win would be crazy for everybody.
But he got
like,
lyrical respect. So,
like, but like he's talking about with Kendrick and Cole.
It's almost like Jay-Z and Nas had respect already, but when they went at it, it's like. People argue to this day
who,
which one, you know, whether it was,
it was a landslide.
Yeah, it was definitely a landslide.
You know, for sure. I think it was, you know, Nas.
Ether won that.
Yeah, Ether.
I love Ether, but listen.
No, it was, that's what I'm saying. All that was great.
What's a,
but that was
Takeover.
Takeover? Yeah. That's an incredible.
It's an incredible track. Incredible track.
And see, and Jay-Z in the long run kept going. Yeah. And he says, it's just like, you know, it's not like. You gain respect for both of them. Almost.
Yeah, yeah. I can see.
And we could end up giving respect. But if Drake does some pussy ass shit.
Then, it could hurt him.
Some pussy ass shit comes out about him, then that.
But how
like,
does it hurt him? Because everyone already think he a pussy.
No, not hurt him, but.
Everybody does not think that because he sells too many records for everybody to think that.
That's besides the point. I'm saying like, his image is he's the sensitive rapper.
His
so
peers
like,
and.
Him being a pussy don't really.
I can see what Manny said. He could fight for that respect. If he really. He could definitely fight for that respect. That respect, but I'm gonna ask this, and we can kind of.
To be honest, I feel like it's in him, but I don't know if he can do it because it's them two niggas is different.
That's why we say it would be crazy.
I gotta see too if J. Cole wants that. Does he want
it? He want it? Is he mean enough?
Is he mean
he's
enough?
He's a nice
that's
guy.
What I'm saying.
He's like, approachable does, dude.
No, when
how
I say
crazy will he get?
Yeah, it's almost like he wants to be considered. I don't know. He wants to be considered number one.
Yeah.
J. Cole.
Yeah. For sure.
I wish I could play this shit, but we're going to get copyrighted.
For sure, because he's always.
I got them all lined up. Every verse he talking about, these niggas are threats made me laugh because they ain't a threat. Don't ask me about no other rapper shit. They okay,
and you
got to
remember, J. Cole been playing it real nice. He been playing it like.
Not only that, he seems to live.
So that's why Cam said he don't know. He just wonder if he got that.
But
that.
He talking spicy he
talking
right now.
It.
Let me.
He definitely
I'm gonna play
talking.
One thing.
Like things like J. Cole, like that London track he was on.
I mean, yeah.
Like
I mean,
that's one of the
best tracks of the year. Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't about beef or nothing. And that's why I say J. Cole to me is like fine wine when he raps because he could give you bars, but I'm not necessarily always looking for him to go at somebody. But let's see if he does.
He talking crazy now. Well, listen to this track. At the end of the last Might Delete Later Volume 2 and what he says.
Fair use.
Yeah. I have to cut all this out.
The fuck? That sounds funny. He's running that back.
Yes! Listen to what he says.
Flea Falls, boy.
Harlem.
First of this was the diss track.
I promise, niggas. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear.
You gotta prove it.
You do gotta prove it.
You've been saying that for this whole feature run. You the best.
You gotta
every
prove
track,
it.
I'm the best. I'm the Grim
that
Reaper.
Was
it's
that
the
was
face
new
of death. That's gonna be the intro, I think, on the album.
Yeah.
You gotta prove it now.
You gotta prove it.
Yeah. That's why it's more interesting.
You gotta definitely
because he has a chance
it.
To do something that cements his legacy.
Yeah.
Changes the narrative.
Definitely gotta prove. I'll ask this before we move on.
You just want to see a dead body.
What's your
yes?
What's
yes,
your
I want to see Freeza get destroyed?
What's the length on how long they gotta wait? Like what's you know because it's spicy right now.
It's already been like if you go on Drake standards, he responded to Meek Mill after 4 days.
Yeah, he did.
So,
it's you
like
gotta,
you know, I don't
just
know,
don't
but it's also they say the tour over on April 5th.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
It could be something.
See, and
then
that's another
thing.
You're going to wait so long, and it's going to be like.
No, it's still. I mean, you still.
Yeah, you can say that. Is that shit drop?
You got to listen to it.
Of course, we're going to listen as soon as it's coming out. But it's just like, if you take too long, and let's say something what Cam wants, J. Cole puts his out first, then it's already like, now we're here for the. You know what happened recently?
What if they
so
both
funny?
Came out? What if they both was on one track?
No. I don't want that.
I know you don't. I said what if they both was on
J. Cole
It got to be separate. Yeah, it got to be separate. Because then they're going to use that against them.
They're gonna be like, oh, they had to team
if
up
they
to
do drink. That, yeah, no. If they do that, if that, that'd be exciting, though. I ain't gonna lie. If they both drop a diss song towards Kendrick, both of them on a track, I would want Kendrick to come.
Oh, yeah, I would want him to.
And drop the goddamn Oppenheimer. Yeah, yeah.
But then the narrative is gonna be they had to team up. No, to for beat sure. Kendrick. For sure.
Let it
be
so separate. Excited. I was saying, it's just funny. It's just funny. Look, I was just saying.
Cool. But, right. But yeah. Hold on. But my thing is, what was I gonna say? What's funny in WWE, right, recently. Don't ask me how I know this because I
haven't seen WWE in
a long time, but I know this storyline. Recently, Roman Reigns. Do you know this guy?
I know. I've heard of him. I know. Yeah.
This is a long hair. He kind of looks like a...
like a Barbie.
Jason
barbarian.
Momoa type of guy. Yeah. This is him, okay? He's probably the most popular in WWE nowadays. He was about to go up against this dude, this white guy. Ah, I forgot his name. Y'all in the chat could correct me. I don't know. Blonde hair guy. He's like the second villain guy in this league now. People don't... He's the heel. You know what I'm saying? So... they're getting ready to go at it for, what's the big?
Oh, WrestleMania?
WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. They were getting ready to go at it. This storyline has been building for months, apparently, or maybe even longer. But again, I think it was about months. By the time, like a week, 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, while they're giving a speech, Roman Reigns comes out to proclaim he's going to be the best and all that shit. Dude comes out. White dude to come, you know, to give a little face off, and then all you hear is if you smell, here comes The Rock.
That's a great sound. That's a great
sound. And The Rock is exciting. The greatest of all time. He hasn't been there for a while. He shows up and he comes in the white
white
guy. They're all probably white, but that guy, the blonde haired guy, he exits the ring. And now it's just Roman Reigns versus The Rock because The Rock won't pick a fight. This is how this kind of feels. And people got mad. People were like, but what? This is cool. Like, yes, we love The Rock and we would love to see him go against Roman Reigns. That'd be big. But we've been watching the whole storyline and they not fighting at WrestleMania no more? Like, this is how this feels. Like, we got to see WrestleMania first between Drake and this nigga right here, Kendrick.
I ain't gonna lie. I just want to see The Rock music come in because it always feels good.
It's so fucking good, man.
To me, I don't care who go first.
Yeah, I don't care who go first.
But more interesting for me, I want to actually want J. Cole to.
But somebody need to go
to go for it. I want him to go for the number one. Like you've been talking about it so long now.
Yeah,
I want you to go for it. But all right, let me switch a little bit.
Okay.
Theory marketing.
All right.
What happened if this is all marketing?
It is.
For a collab track.
That would be crazy.
A big collab track between the three that's coming.
That would be.
That possibly may live on J. Cole's album. So they like, Kendrick, stir it up a little bit.
That would be crazy.
And then they do all this stuff. And then when J. Cole album come out, they got a big song called The Big Three. That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
The label also went to Drake, make sure you get Rick Ross girl pregnant. Let's really rev this thing up.
Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be wild.
One thing that scares me that goes with marketing, J. Cole is in album mode. Mm-hmm. He's already got the promo coming out, so you know the album coming. It ain't the speculation. It's coming. He may wait for the album to drop for his response, which will build more anticipation for that album, but it makes us wait.
I see what you're saying.
When is it supposed to come out?
We don't know. Yeah, they ain't gonna
know. And that's the issue.
That's it.
So it's
on tour still. So it's like,
and the tour don't end till April 5th.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm feeling like if it didn't come yet, it may not come until maybe after the tour, which makes you wait. It makes it die down a little bit, but.
Because everybody want it now.
But if it dropped, you gonna be ready.
Yeah, you definitely. Everybody want it now, though. You do want it on that wave.
But now.
Yeah.
But that's two possible theories. Like, it could be a ploy just for a big three collab, or J. Cole, being the guy he is, made his wait until his album build up hype and get more sales, which sucks.
I think that's good. I want that to cook more, in my opinion.
Let it cook.
I want the story to cook a little more.
Well, like, they got
to
do something in between.
They do got to do something in between.
Like, J. Cole got to say something.
Something lighter.
So we know, okay. It's going to be on the album.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Like, if he went in a freestyle,
just a little something light.
You know. One of them radio stations and went at him. Yeah. Even
Drake. Somebody need to say something. Somebody need to do something.
Like, I think Drake need to be first. That's just my honest opinion. You need to say something.
Just somebody give us a little something. Add the storyline. Give me a little.
Because right now, the fans are adding the storyline.
Yeah.
That first picture that came out, he looks stressed. Yeah, he looks stressed. Yeah, yeah. Drake. Yeah, yeah. And then when whatever he said, he responded to Kendrick automatically.
Yeah, everybody just saying stuff. Yeah.
They making it there. Them niggas need to say something right the ship.
And I don't even say it gotta be a song yet, but just say something.
It can't be a song, because if it's a song,
but I don't want you to just say something too, like on Twitter.
No, not just say, like, but you got.
I want some bars or something.
But I'm saying, if you get bars,
then it's going to be. You got to do it.
Yeah, so you got at least.
So if you waiting for your bars to drop, you got to say something.
You got to say a little something. So.
Man, these niggas can't. They on tour. They could be on the bus right now. Record a freestyle or something. Hype it up. Let's get there.
You can't just do a freestyle because they gonna judge you on that. When you come, you gotta come.
Yeah. You can't just say something. Yeah, you gotta come because Kendrick got Kendrick ready. He waiting.
Oh, Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, he waiting.
He ready for everybody. He been poking everybody for the longest, but no one took the bait.
But it's only two people he wanted to take the bait, and this is them two.
Apparently, he had beef with Big Sean, too.
I mean, but I don't
They made know. Friends
I think
now.
They cool, yeah.
Big
they,
Sean said it on his last album.
Yeah, I think they
bad. Okay, let's go to that. That's the last thing we got to talk about, other music. Big Sean, once again, gets overshadowed by Kendrick.
And I like Sean,
every time Sean come out, he get overshadowed by Kendrick.
I genuinely like
Sean. Dropped that freestyle. People have been talking about it. He mentioned the big three in the freestyle. But then he dropped his same single too. Overshadowed because
Come on, man.
And I'm excited for Big Sean.
I do like Big Sean.
I love the messages and what he be rapping about. Yeah. I love the little documentary he put out.
Yeah.
But it's overshadowed.
It's overshadowed.
But also with Sean too, I love that stuff too, but I kind of want to see some aggression. That's what I want to see. Like, it's cool that Big Sean.
I don't think he got that in him.
He
right
had his
now.
Moment. He didn't take it.
Yeah,
he was up at the plate.
Yeah,
he just, when Kendrick. Yeah, when he was going at him, but then he didn't take it.
He a father. Now he ain't really.
And y'all remember?
But I don't blame anybody for not going at Kendrick if you're not. Well, nah, never mind. They should be going at each other if
Sean is really. I think he on a different mode. That's why I really rock with Sean. I don't think he. This ain't his battle.
But when Big Sean be rapping, when he is charged up, Super Saiyan mode,
when
Big
he in his
Sean
pocket,
will give you something like whoa.
When he in his pocket, I'm with him. I'm with him. When he in his pocket, I am with him. But he got to stay up.
Y'all remember when that unreleased? You remember Sean, his song Element?
That's disrespectful.
That's right now.
This for the big boys.
You just gotta relax.
Y'all know Kendrick's song Element, right?
Yeah.
Y'all remember when that unreleased verse came out?
Yeah.
When he was going at people? Yeah. And he was going at Big Sean?
Yeah.
I'll play right quick.
Like, nobody wants to see that. Big Sean keep sneak this and I let it slide. I think it's false confidence got him inspired. I can't make them respect you, baby. It's not my job. You're finally famous for who you date, not how you rhyme, boy. Cute ass rap. That shit was. That's tough. Before you come at us, drinking with milk beef might got you gassed up, but now I'm a whole nother beast. I really fuck you up.
These niggas ain't ready for Kendrick. This nigga's crazy.
Yeah, he a different. He grew up around gang members. He a different.
So,
you know.
Big Sean got to stay out of this.
Stay out of this. No,
I hate when I got to talk against somebody.
But this is why I always say, like, Drake and Big Sean make a better, like,
better what?
Go at each other type.
But
guy.
It just it wouldn't be interesting. Yeah, that one,
like a pillow fight.
No, it's not even like a pillow fight.
Everything Big Sean could do, Drake could do.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why it's more even competition.
It's even, but it's not.
It's like I want to see, like, okay. Because if Drake drop a hit, Big Sean could drop a hit too. Big Sean can drop a hit, you know what I'm saying? And he can make your diss song a hit. He has that capability, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can make that diss song a hit. He can make an ass out of you in a song. ass.
I don't know, man.
yeah.
But, yeah, but other music, Justin Timberlake came out the woods and came back to us.
Yeah,
I think I heard that.
He had a good album. Yeah, yeah. That Technicolor song, well structured song.
Yeah,
song
he got some good fire. Songs on there.
He had one with the Backstreet Boys on there, right?
That yeah, was... I didn't listen to that one yet, but yeah.
I got to listen to the whole album.
NSYNC, not Backstreet.
I mean, NSYNC, my bad. Yeah, yeah. My bad.
You know, Sir came out. A lot of people drop music.
Oh, I ain't know Sir came out.
All this overshadowed.
Yeah, I mean,
Big Sean's single got overshadowed because of this. All
so we'll see. Do we go to any other subjects or?
I want to say this one thing too. Like, I like to see. Like, I don't like this recent wave of Cat Williams beef, like comedians beefing,
mm-hmm.
and all this. Like, you know. This is a way of marketing that it's trying to be like beef. Like when they introduced, what's her name as the new Breakfast Club chick?
Jess Hilarious.
Jess Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. She the new Breakfast Club host?
Yeah.
Charlamagne and Envy. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good on there. Mm-hmm. I like her. But you know they the way they marketed it. Because everyone's expecting her to be it after mm-hmm. they were trying out a bunch of different people.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up doing this whole thing where, like, oh, no, Jess just said she ain't a part of it. Or she said she was in it. Not in it. And then Charlamagne said he don't want to talk about it. And people speculating, is beef going on? Oh, damn, she didn't get the job. Da, da, da. And it's like, that's cool, but I don't like this new wave of, like, that.
Everything
doesn't need to be what we want out of hip-hop. Is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be that.
Because
I know I'm saying a lot here that, like, yeah, I want to see these niggas go out here.
That's hip hop, though. That.
But this is a specific sport that I like to watch and where these men are going at it on a very creative and, you know, real. Like, there might be some real tension, but mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, oh, we're going to set this up either. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and create false beef. But I just want to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I won't be upset if it's false beef, if they can a big three collab song. Yeah, I'll be like, all right.
I still might be upset.
Smart marketing.
I would be too.
It's smart marketing for sure.
But that's the same thing with the Jess thing. Like, that's smart marketing. Like, I'm not taking away from the marketing. Yeah. I just don't like it. Yeah, I don't like that it's a weird way they're trying to infuse real life, like pulling people's emotions into this, where some people really take some shit, like, and you shouldn't, but you know.
But see, I look at it different. I think stuff like that's drama.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's beef. It's like, it's competition, so it makes sense in that arena.
Yeah, it's still drama.
In y'all arenas, but it makes sense in that arena because you know where we can do it at, where it can be settled.
Yeah.
Drama like that never settles. It's just Twitter talking. Yeah. This is drama. I'm not into that. Like, I didn't watch the Cat Williams interview. I didn't watch none of it. I'm not into that. This, I'm into because, you know, you get the art.
Yes.
You get art. Yeah. There's no art in the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just
unless you come up with a really good stand-up joke.
But, you know, you definitely going to have to wait for a stand-up special. So that's not even exciting.
I don't even mind, you know, normal people taking shots and shit, like in stand-up or comedy. That's fine. But, like, you know, there's certain arts that need, you know, that or certain activities that require that type of aggression or, you know, competition and basketball, also in rap. But, you know, not everything needs that. You know, I don't need to see the reporters at ESPN are going at it with NBC right now.
That would be like, what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to see this across the world. Yeah. Everybody's beefing and, you know, I don't know.
So we're going to see what's going to happen with this. I think this is the topic of the day because it was just such a thing everybody wanted everybody to talk about. So I'm not even mad at it. But that picture of Drake is funny up there also. Should look funny.
Yes, it is. Can we take a call or two? Or we ran out of time.
No, I mean, we could if you want.
I had actually three that I remember
want
to talk about. And while I'm pulling this up.
Man, I hope this happens.
I hope it happens. I do hope it happens.
I want that J. Cole.
I hope it happens.
Because I want to see where he can go.
I feel like it got to happen for the culture. They need it.
It definitely has to happen.
My last thing I'll say, what I love, J. Cole in album mode right now. It ain't like he been dormant, quiet.
Yeah.
Like, he's in the mood rap.
He in a crinkle mood.
He in it. So it's like, you know you're going to get his best. He's been sparring.
Yeah, he's been sparring.
In the documentaries, he's been like, I want to be the best. I'm getting back on my beats. Like,
get in there.
Imagine if that last song to play was the diss track. You would be so ready with that Diplomat beat.
Yeah.
You just know he's going to be rapping.
Him and Cameron got a funny relationship. Cameron,
yes,
it's funny.
Yo, speaking of competition, too, real quick, there is I've been watching a little basketball, and by little basketball, meaning like highlights and story reels, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. like recaps mm-hmm. on YouTube. I think I have a new favorite basketball player.
Okay,
Anthony Edwards is.
Oh yeah, he's phenomenal. Incredible. He's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal. Yeah.
He's a monster. He's like an athletic Jordan monster out there.
Yeah.
And I love that aggression. Yeah, you know, I just like dark skin niggas.
That's what I'm saying.
It is what it is.
He would be on Kendrick's side.
Come on, dunk on.
No, but he's a monster.
He's amazing, dog. Mm-hmm. I just love that aggressive attitude he plays with, and then he be flying.
Yeah, he one of them niggas. You see him jump, you like, God.
Dog, you saw that one where his head hit the back of him.
He's a beast. Yeah,
and it's funny they got the light skin version too of him. I think some dude named Booker.
And then him
or no.
And the funny thing is, Minnesota and Oklahoma, they got the best. They are balling. These niggas are balling.
Him and John Morant, like the two of the young, most exciting. Like, yeah, they be doing. John Morant be jumping out the gym too.
And think Oklahoma, it's a bunch of like either rookies or people that's he like. They out here killing them. I mean, it's just a different league right now.
They the new faces.
Yeah, they killing it.
Because once LeBron retire.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, while he's pulling up, LeBron and JJ Redick got their new talk about like basketball fundamental.
I saw that. I saw the whole episode. I was fascinated.
That shit is so fascinating.
It's amazing.
When people just know they shit, yeah, when they experts say,
oh my God.
It's always going to be most that interesting shit is to listen
fascinating.
To.
And
I could watch like five more episodes.
And what's funny is, I remember my dad telling me a couple years back, he was like, I really like JJ Redick. He was like, his basketball IQ is really good. So then when I seen, because we know LeBron's IQ is crazy. When I seen them two together, I was like, this gonna
so now they got to get a feature on there of Rondo. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about IQ because he always shout out, everybody always shout out Rondo about his basketball IQ.
Okay, this from homie Vaughn.
Vaughn, okay.
My bad. That'll be like Jay-Z and Nas having a podcast talking about this.
Like the breakdown. You
know, everybody
that'd be,
watching
that'd be
that.
Crazy. That'd
everybody
be crazy.
Watching that.
Oh, my
but that's why
God.
People also,
you said Jay-Z and who?
Nas. That's equivalent to them having a podcast breaking
that's
down.
Why I gotta give,
if they had a podcast.
That's why I got to give Joe Budden his credit. Because when it comes to this type of stuff,
I haven't watched Joe Budden podcast, I think, 2 years.
Yeah.
Soon as that track happened,
like,
I said,
I
can't wait. I got to hear what he got to say. He's the perfect person for it.
He's kind of become like the voice of this type
like,
of stuff.
He in it. I mean, he
hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear what he got to say.
Yeah.
That was first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I want to go see what Math Hoffa and them guys say, you know, that barbershop
Math
talk.
Math Hoffa.
Yeah, they be funny.
And they stay fighting. All right, here we go. Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Yo, Comedy Trap House, what's good? This is my second time messaging y'all. And you know what? Y'all voicemail full. So I figured I'm going to send a voice message through this and hope they keep it. You feel me? I'm from Louisiana, man. But really appreciate everything you guys do. I love y'all podcasts. I've been a fan since. I'm actually kind of an early fan. Not early fan, like I'm more of a recent fan is what I should say. My brother and my best friend put me on to y'all. My brother actually lives out there in Cali. And my best friend, he moved to Chicago like 4 years ago. My brother's been out in Cali for about probably like 3 years now. But basically my question to y'all is this, you know, so they moved away, and, you know, I miss them, you know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully later on in life, you know, I could move to California. That's kind of my goal. But basically, my question for y'all is this, you know. So I'm a mail carrier. I'm in school. I'm going to school for mass communications. I want to work in broadcasting, maybe work at, like, CNN or iHeartRadio. Or MSNBC, something like that, more of a more liberal news station, something like that. But basically, I'm 33 and I've been, you know, trying to date and everything. And I recently just cut off my my online dating apps. I'm sorry if this message is getting long, but I recently just cut off my online dating apps and everything because I think what's starting to happen is that I need to do more things with my life. You feel me? Like, I need to, like, do more. It just need to do more. You know what I'm saying? And I think what was starting to happen was, you know, I had some good turnouts on dates, some bad turnouts, and I think overall, for the most part, was that women could tell that all I really had going on in my life was, like, just work, gym, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And the dates I would go on. And that ain't much to talk about. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. What could I do to, you know, I guess, what could I do more in my life? You know what I'm saying? You get what I mean? Not to impress these women, but just what's more things that I could do in my life? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna lie, you know, shit's expensive. You know what I mean? To do shit, you need money. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to travel, but you need money to travel. And I ain't got money like that. You know what I mean? So just, I don't know, man. Just what could I do more in my life to just what could I do more of? You know what I'm saying? Get back to me. Peace to the Comedy Trap House. Love you guys, man.
See if he pick up.
Shout out to Vaughn.
See if he pick up.
All right. I use the goddamn phone.
He may be delivering mail.
Yeah, he might be at work. I texted him back telling him that. He said afternoon might be better, but it is afternoon right now.
Hello?
Vaughn, what's up,
Big
man?
Big Vaughn.
Yo.
Comedy Trap House. What's up,
What's
G?
Up, dog?
Shit, not much, man. Slinging his mail out here, bro. You feel me?
Is the weather at least cool? Is the weather good out there?
It's cool. It's windy as shit. Like, it's fucking... It's windy as hell.
Where are you at again?
Where you at? What city you in again?
I'm in Louisiana. I'm like an hour away from New Orleans.
Okay.
In this little country ass Cajun town. Yeah. Home.
Well, can he talk right now? Because I don't know.
You got time to talk right now, or you on the job?
Yeah, man. What's up?
All right. Well, we got you on the pod.
It's crazy y'all called me.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up, bro.
Now, you asked a good question, man. We listened to the recording, so we wanted to get back to you. I think Rome had some particular you want to say. Hold on right quick.
Yeah.
What up, dog?
Yo.
You asked what you could do more of, like, trying to figure out this whole... I think what it is, like, one, you don't always have to, like, do stuff that costs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't cost nothing to check out a museum to get more insight on something. It don't.
Some museums cost.
Some museums cost, but you know what I mean. It ain't nothing crazy. Yeah. You know, it don't cost too much to, you know, check out a new part of New Orleans that you never seen before, or like, you know what I'm saying. So you don't have to feel like
gas money.
So you don't have to feel like the only thing you're talking about is work. But I'm being honest with you. To keep it a bean. What you doing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, becoming who you're supposed to be becoming, because all that other stuff is going to come once you get to where you trying to get to California, right? And that's part of your success story. And I was listening to Earl Nightingale this morning, and he was like, the definition of success is really just the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So whatever you have that's in your sights, like California, honestly, that's interesting to talk about, because everything you have to do to become that person to get there is what's interesting. And the woman or women that find that interesting, those are the people you keep around. Those are the ones that you keep in your circle trying to progress, because at the end of the day, one of the most important decisions you're going to ever make in your life is the girl you call your wife. You know what I'm saying? So, like, You just got to continue doing what you're doing. You hustling. You 33 years old. You still young. You doing what you got to do in order to get to where you got to go. And so, like, that's already success in itself that a lot of people can't say. So you doing everything you're supposed to be doing. Honestly, I don't think you should focus on nothing else but that thing. Because everything else is going to add to you, to be honest.
Bro, and I'm not gonna lie, dude. And what was happening was, I don't know if y'all heard in my voice message, and what was starting to happen, I'd be going on these dates, and I could, women could feel shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
They could just feel it. Like, they could feel it, and like I could tell, like it was starting to get to where, like women would be like, "Damn, this nigga really want a girlfriend." Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
it was just getting so bad to a point I was like, man, I need to take a break from all this shit.
Yeah, it's because you was chasing, and each thing you chase gonna run further and further from you. It's gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's so you just gotta become, and when you become, everything just attracted to you. You gotta, you know, saying it's a high frequency thing. Like, you know, it's honestly what it is. You gotta stay on your path, on your mission, because at the end of the day, women, whether they want to say it or not, they like a man on his mission, and they have to understand that you are on your mission. So the more you are on your mission, that's the type of energy you're going to attract, to be honest.
It's like the butterfly analogy.
It's like, hold on, Cam, I want to say something real quick.
It's like the butterfly analogy. It was like, if you know, you run into the garden and chasing the butterflies, they're going to fly away. But if you start, you know, building a garden, you attract all the butterflies to you.
So
that's the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, so you in the pocket, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, just don't be chasing after it, because it's going to be there. It ain't going nowhere, to be honest. It ain't going nowhere.
Bro, and you know what? It's crazy, because, like, my dad be telling me the same shit. He'd be like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, man, ain't shit going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of, like, keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is that, like, it comes to a point, and I don't know if y'all can relate to this, but, like, okay, like, I'm 33. It comes to a point, it's like, damn, like, is shit gonna shake? Like, you know, I know I'm on this path, but it's like, I keep, you know, this will keep happening, or, you know, maybe finances will get a little rough or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's like, I have to keep telling myself that, hold up, man, like, this ain't the end goal. You got, like, bigger shit you're going after. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta stay focused on it. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, this is just the path that leads to that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, you in the right mindset. Hold on, Emmanuel, you got something to say.
Hey, Von, to be honest with you, like, the reason I like your message too is because I feel like you're not alone out there. You're alone, but you ain't alone out there. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, guys that feel like that right now in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's going on a lot right now, especially with social media kind of taken away from human interaction and people trying to find. But I would suggest just one practical thing. I would say, why don't you try to find a hobby or something that you like to do, and like something you can get out the house, you know, once a week or something. Book club, you know, it could be book club, comic book club. It could be jet skiing. It could be something that don't cost too much money, of course. But it ain't nothing to go, you know, to find some type of club or something that you possibly want to be a part of. That
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I go camping once every Saturday. Say, you know, that you could tell a girl that, oh, really? And then she'd be like, I make peanut butter jelly sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? And then you get it popping.
Yeah.
But, For real, though.
Go ahead.
My bad. Well, what I was about to say was, too, is that, like, when I sent y'all that voicemail, like, I was like, man, I can't be the only chat that's feeling like
that. Nah, you're not.
I ain't gonna lie, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'm in a small town, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I don't even date in my town. I drive, like, to New Orleans to pretty much, like, find girls or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And, like, it's just crazy because it's, like, I feel like, you know, it's something I'm missing out on, but it's, like, nah, it's, like, I don't give credit to myself. Right. And I gotta start giving credit to myself and be like, nah, man, like, you're doing the right thing, you working, you going to school, like, you're doing what you're supposed to do, like, this shit just, it's a journey, you know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Sometimes this journey be a little fucking rough,
Absolutely.
It's gonna get rough. It's always gonna be rough, and I think the minute you, I think the minute you figure out, like, the honestly, just keep telling yourself that this is what hard feels like. So now you know that it's only going to get easier from there. This is what hard feels like. This is what it's supposed to feel like. Like when, you know, Kobe and Jordan, all them, like, they understood in them battles, like, this is what hard feels like. So I got to get better than what this is. So, like, you do what you're doing. You out here serving people. Start looking at that. Not that you're just carrying mail, but you also serving people. You doing something that's helping somebody else, that's delivering a message to somebody, that maybe somebody waiting on that check, and you like, damn, I'm doing something good, because if I don't deliver it, it ain't going to get there. So you got to reprogram your mind to what you got going on.
Start a YouTube, Vaughn. Talk about your journey.
The funny thing about you saying it gets hard, like, every level is going to be hard.
Yeah.
But the thing is... It's always going to be hard, but it gets easier because you get better until that next level that's hard again, and then you get better again, and then that becomes easy. So it's just, you just know what you said is the journey, is the process. So you just got to keep working. You know what you want to do. That's half the battle. Most people don't even know what they want to do. So if you know what you want to do, just go down that path and keep working towards that, and eventually you'll be in California. Same thing happened to us. We was in Atlanta for 7 years. And now this year, make 11 years in California. Mm-hmm. Like, it just happened.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, but can I give a shout out to y'all, man? Because, like, look, like, my best friend and my brother put me on y'all pod, and I've been, like, a fan ever since. I've been listening to y'all for probably like 4 years now, and I know y'all been doing shit way before that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, man, like, y'all are inspiring, man. Like, I love listening to y'all podcasts. I, like, binged y'all episodes, like, at one point, and just was, like, going through everything, like, and just, like, when I listen to y'all, I hear, like, my brother and my best friend, and, like, we got this little group text, we call ourselves Black Excellence, and I, like, hear that. I hear, like, when y'all are talking, I, like, hear us, like, kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
The relatability.
It makes sense. You know what I mean? So I just, like, shout out to y'all, man. And, like, shout out to my brother, Chris, and shout out to my homie, Larry. Like I'm so glad they put me on y'all. And, like, I'm a big fan of y'all. And, like, y'all an inspiration.
For you know why you feel like that? The reason you feel like that, because we all mid-30s. So you relate to stuff we talk about and go through. You in bed by 9:30, 10. Yeah. I know. You get sleepy.
But yeah, appreciate it, man.
Hey, Vaughn, man, we appreciate it. Hey, we appreciate it, bro. We're going to keep in touch, though, man. We got you locked in, so we'll hit you up, man.
Definitely. I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all.
Absolutely. All right, bro. Take care. All right.
Peace, bro.
Peace.
To be good. Honest, like, good. Wouldn't you love a son like that? Someone who that self-aware, that focused, like, he, like, you know, he ain't too ashamed to say what he going through. Be honest, like, I love when he said, I be talking to my dad, and my dad tell me the same thing. So it's like, he ain't a person who afraid to just tell you what's going on.
He's like, this is what I'm going through.
And that's how you get growth.
Yeah.
And you find help.
Because if he wouldn't have said that, we wouldn't have known.
Yeah, nobody would have known what you're going through. Would've so sometimes you got to be vulnerable to the right people to get
there. You go.
The advice like his dad. I love it.
That's,
like,
fire.
That's all you want from a son.
That's fire.
Yeah, when I heard his voicemail, I thought, you know.
Yeah, no.
I appreciate the openness and keeping it real, because there are a lot of people going through that, man. And, you know, there's lots of write-ups about, you know, how a lot of men in this country just, you know, or young guys and people coming up in their 30s, 20s, 30s, that, you know, a sense of kind of lostness or loneliness or not, you know, not know exactly what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you connect to people?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my heart goes out to them, man.
Definitely. Well, all right, y'all. You got your trap, you got your beef, and then you got your motivation at the end. So there you go.
There you go. Misha and T.Y. the Shaman. We'll get back to y'all next week, man. I promise.
301-326-5737. Trap phone. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and we'll be back. All right, y'all. Peace.
We out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.